book of Genesis, chapter 25, and I want to read to you a few verses here concerning Isaac and Rebekah. Isaac is the son of Abraham. Abraham, the great patriarch of faith. Man, remember, he was the friend of God. And Abraham begat Isaac. And verse 20, and Isaac was 40 years old when he took Rebekah to wife, daughter of Bethuel the Syrian of Padan-Aram, the sister of Laban and the Syrian. And Isaac entreated the Lord for his wife because she was barren. And the Lord was entreated for him, and Rebekah his wife conceived. And the child and the children struggled together within her. And she said, if it be so, why am I thus? And she went to inquire of the Lord. And the Lord said unto her, two nations are in thy womb, and two manner of people shall be separated from thy bowels. And the one people shall be stronger than the other people, and the elder shall serve the younger. And when her days were to be delivered were fulfilled, behold, there were twins in her womb. And the first came out red all over like a hairy garment, and they called his name Esau. And after that came his brother out, and his hand took hold on Esau's heel, and his name was called Jacob. And Isaac was 80 years old when she bare them. Man, my, what a beginning of a remarkable history between Isaac's two children, Jacob and Esau, became the friction that was there in the womb and the struggle that was there in the womb, the combat that was taking place there in the womb, exists even today. It's part of, it's the main problem with the unrest that we have in the Middle East. It all stems from right back here in Genesis chapter 25. Isn't that amazing? That you think, you know, that that something wouldn't carry on that far, but we're dealing with the results of these two right here, Jacob and Esau, for all of these centuries, thousands of years, and people are still fighting, and conflict still rages in the world today because of what started right here. But I want us to go back here. I want us to look at what was happening here. The verse that I want you to notice, especially today, is when it says, verse 22, and the children struggled together within her. The children struggled together within her. That struggle that was taking place. The struggle. You see, the Lord, that she was able to have children was the gift of God. It was the working of God that took place in order for her to bear these children. She was barren. Her husband Isaac entreated the Lord and called out upon God, and God moved upon her, and she was able to have these children, and she was blessed with these two children. But so the struggle that she's experiencing is a struggle that is brought on by God. It's the source is really that God has allowed her to give birth to these children, and so now she begins to struggle. And you know, these two struggling within her. Man, we're blessed to have all these little children in Beth Chapel. We're blessed. We really are. I love every one of them, and there's so much joy and fun to have these little kids run around, and it's great. And we've got three more going to be born this year. Well, can you imagine two brothers being in the womb, the fighting that's going on in there? You think they just started fighting when they turned two? No way. No way, man. They started fighting right. These two brothers were fighting and struggling with each other right in the womb. There was a struggle that was taking place. That's what I want to try to talk to you about today, is that struggle that is within you. Dealing with the struggle that is within you right now. Amen. You know, poor Rebekah, she didn't really understand what was taking place. She didn't really understand. She thought, you know, I'm blessed by God. God has opened my womb and I'm going to have children. God has blessed me. This is a blessing, right? Until the struggle started going on. She thought she was experiencing the blessing of God until suddenly there was a struggle that was taking place inside of her. And it apparently got to such a point within her, this raging and this struggle within her, that she said, if it be so, why am I thus? If this is supposed to be a blessing, Lord, why is there such a struggle going on inside of me? Lord, if this is how you're choosing to bless my life, Lord, why is there such a struggle that I am facing in my life right now? Why is the struggle going on inside of me? Do you know that we each and every one know what it is to have a struggle going on inside of us? I know that you probably you look good today. You've been going to come to church, you cleaned up, and everything's good. And you, as far as what we can see, everything looks good. But what we don't see is the struggle that is going on inside of each and every one of us. And every one of us deal with the struggle that we face in our life that's inside of us. Amen, that we're dealing with it. You see, within us, there's two beings that's struggling for dominance. Inside of us, there's two that is struggling for preeminence. There's two that's struggling for authority in your life. And for every one of us, we deal with this. And I don't care how good of a Christian you are, you deal with the struggle within you. You do. Well, you're pretty good, right? Well, what about Paul? I think Paul, he probably ranks up there with the best of us, right? Probably ranks up there with the best of us. What Paul said, you know, the good that I would do, I can't do it. That which I would do, I find in myself that I don't have the strength to perform it. And that which I would not do, that's what I do. What is he talking about? He's talking about that struggle within him. That struggle that he faces with this, that internal struggle, the struggle that he wants to do right, but something rises up and says, no, we're not going to do that, we're going to do this. And when I want to do what's right and what's good, and then something rises up and says, no, we're going to do what's evil and what's wrong. And then every one of us deal with the struggle within us. And no matter how long you've been saved, the struggle continues. And you continue to deal with this struggle that is going on inside of you. There's many people that they say, you know, I want to do what's right. I want to do what's right. They want to do the right thing. There's many people when they talk to their pastor, they say, Pastor, I want to do what's right. I want to do what's right. And then why didn't we do it? Why didn't we do it? Because there is a struggle that ensues inside of each and every one of us. That war, that raging that's going on. I know you want to do right. I know it's your desire to do right. I know that's what you want to do. I know you have the best of intentions. I know your desires are right. But you know what? You're facing and you're dealing with the struggle that is within you. You know, it's amazing how strong that struggle can get. It's amazing how violent that struggle can become. And no matter, it seems like the harder you fight, the harder the struggle comes. The greater the opposition, the more you try to do right. And you say, Lord, I'm going to start doing right. You started off the new year. Lord, I'm going to do right. I'm going to do right. And you had good intentions and everything was good. But suddenly there was a struggle that rose up inside of you that said, wait a minute, I'm not going to let you get by that easy. You're not going to be able to do all the good things that you want to do. Say, Lord, Lord, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to start going to church Sunday morning. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to start going to church every Sunday morning. Isn't it funny how when you make that decision, I'm going to go to church, everything happens. Right? You wake up in the morning and the struggle begins. The struggle begins. Every reason, every excuse why you should not go and why you should stay home, it all comes up and you've got all the reasons in the world. The struggle is taking place within you. The struggle begins, and before you even get out of bed, the struggle begins. You're struggling with the covers, you know? You're wrestling with the cover, trying to get that cover gets a stranglehold on you. The struggles begin before you ever get out of bed. Struggle begins before you ever wake up. Where's the snooze button? The struggle begins because you want to do what's right. Lord, I have good intentions, but Lord, why can I not push myself? Why can I not bring myself to do the right thing? Because you're struggling with that. You continue to struggle. You know, you say, Lord, here's these habits in my life. I'm going to quit these habits. I'm going to lay them down. I'm going to change. I'm not going to do that more. Oh, that's good intentions. That's the right thing to do. And God bless you for it. But you're going to find that you're going to have a struggle within you every time you try to do what's right. There's that struggle. It's going to rage inside of you. Yes, it will. Yeah. Say, Lord, I'm trying, Lord. Lord, if I'm trying to do what's right, Lord, why do I have this struggle within me? You're praying kind of like Rebecca, Lord, if I'm trying to do the right thing, Lord, if this is supposed to be the right thing, why do I have this struggle that I'm dealing with right now in my life? Right? You know what? Making you say, Lord, I want to make my marriage better. Watch out. As soon as you say it, you'll have the biggest fight you ever had in your life. Boy, you'll have the biggest blowout. You're right? The struggles ensue. Amen. You know why? Because there is something about inside of every one of us that opposes what is right. It opposes what is good. It opposes the good thing that we should do. Amen. And we need to learn, amen, that we're going to have to deal with the struggle within us. That every one of us, if we're going to do the right thing, if we're going to serve God the right way, amen, if we're going to live for God, face it, you're going to have some struggles. Amen. It's not only just, you know what, it's not new converts' struggles. It's everybody's struggles. Because some of us, you know what? Some people have struggles. Teenagers, you have struggles. Yeah. You say, you know what, I'm going to do the right thing. But you can't seem to keep yourself out of the chat room that you shouldn't be in. Struggle. Right? My. Then you tell yourself, you know, I'm going to do the right thing. I'm going to try to keep my temper. And then the next thing you know, here's the boss breathing down your neck, giving you a bunch of trouble, and you're just ready to blow up. I mean, you're trying to do the right thing. Trying to do the right thing. Thank God that we have some people trying to do the right thing, but realize you're going to have a struggle. You say, Lord, if it's the right thing, it ought to be easy. It ought to become easy for me to do what's right. No, it doesn't. There is a struggle that ensues for everybody that tries to do the right thing. And you're going to have to deal with that struggle in your life. How do you deal with that struggle of doing what's right? How you doing? How you dealing? You know, you look at poor Rebecca. Wow. She had a war raging inside of her. She had a war. There was a tug of war going on. And you know what that tug of war was all about? It was all about which one of them was going to be born first. Which one of them was going to be born first? You say, well, you know, they didn't have no understanding of that. There is a struggle ensuing inside of here. There is a struggle ensuing inside of this, inside of her. And, boy, I've got to hurry. She said, the struggle that was ensuing inside of her because one of them wanted the birthright. One of them wanted the birthright. The one that was born first obtained the birthright. And they were struggling and warring inside of them. And if you look, when they were born, you have Esau. Esau was born, and what is Esau? Esau, he was a man of a carnivorous man, a hunter, a man that liked the woods. He was a flesh eater, and he was one that was real tough and rough and tumble, and he was a difficult one, you know what? But he was symbolic of the flesh. Esau was symbolic of the flesh. Jacob, and if you remember when Jacob had the pottage and Esau, he had the birthright. But when it came to satisfying his flesh, he was willing to give up the birthright. He was willing to give up his relationship with God in order that he could satisfy the flesh. Esau was willing to give up, amen, his walk with God and his relationship with God so that he could satisfy the hunger that he had. So he could satisfy his desire. That's where Esau, that's what we give when we have Esau. We find that Esau was the one, he had the birthright, but he wanted to satisfy his flesh. Wow. And then we have Jacob, who desired the birthright, who wanted the birthright. He said he wanted that walk with God. He looked at it as something that was special. Man, Esau looked at it as something that was just a bother. Jacob looked at it as something to be desired to have that walk with God and to be the descendant of his father. Jacob looked at it as something, Jacob looked at it as something to be glorious and wonderful, while Esau despised it. See the struggle? And that's what's going on inside of you. Because that's the flesh. and the spirit that's struggling inside of you today. The flesh and the spirit. If you're going to do what's right, you've got to overcome it. Right? Just when you think you're going to do the right thing, the flesh rises up and starts wrestling you with it. Man, when you try to do the right thing, you try to go do what's right, and suddenly the flesh tackles you and pulls you to the ground and starts wrestling around saying, no, you're not going to do what's right. You're not going to please God. You're not going to serve the Lord. You're not going to do the right thing in your life. I'm going to make sure you don't. I'm going to make sure that you don't. In the flesh, and then he's a strong, ravenous beast, and he tackles us and tries to wrestle with us, and it's a struggle to do the right thing. Amen. Yes, it is. Let me tell you, there is a blessing in doing what is right. Amen. There's a blessing in doing what's right. Amen. If you can overcome the struggle and deal with the struggle in your life and realize that it's the flesh. Amen. And put the flesh under subjection in your life and put the flesh under your foot and get victory over the flesh. Amen. Deal with the struggle that you're facing in your life today. Because there's a blessing there. You know what you need to do? You need to cry out to the Lord. Poor Rebecca, she did not realize what was happening inside of her. She's like, oh my, there is a rage, something raging inside of me. You see, Jacob and Esau were not identical twins. You know that? They were not identical twins. They were separate. They were different. When they were born, they didn't look alike. Isn't it amazing? I just read in the news the other day that two identical twins, both of them aced the ACT test. Aced it. Both twins, identical twins. You know, the identical twins have the same characteristics. They look alike. They have the same likes and dislikes a lot of times. You know, they're very similar in a lot of different things of their life. Their personalities can be very similar. Sometimes impossible to tell apart. Impossible. Well, it'd be nice if that struggle within us was like that, right? But that's not the way it is. You see, when you try to do right, you're opposing something that's totally opposite to good. When you try to please God, you're struggling against something that is trying to get you to do wrong. You're wrestling with the flesh. And I want you to know today, you can have victory over that struggle that's inside of you. You can have victory over it. Hallelujah. Amen. You can come out victorious. And you can win this struggle that is inside of you because it is the struggle for what's right. You can continue on whenever you feel like giving up. Let me tell you, don't give up. Continue on. When the struggle gets to be so hard, you feel like, Lord, it's not even worth trying to go to church. Every time I go, it seems like there's something wrong, something I have to overcome. Listen, if you get up in the morning to go to church and the car don't start, and then give somebody a call and say, come and pick me up, I'm not going to get defeated. I'm going to win this struggle. If you get up in the morning and the kids are screaming and they're angry and they're not cooperating, say, hey, I'm not going to let this defeat me. I'm going to get them ready. I'm going to get them to church. I'm going to get them in the house of God. And then you say, look, I feel irritable. I'm upset because, and then all this, get to the house of God. Amen. You say, look, my marriage, it seems like we're arguing all the time. Amen. Get to the house of God. Amen. Win the struggle. Win the struggle. Don't let it defeat you. Amen. But get a victory over it in your life. Amen. Win in the struggle. It's what will make a difference. Let me tell you, if you think, man, I'm going to start doing right and everything's going to work out great. If it works that way for you, you'll be the first one going all the way back to Abraham. You'll be the first because, let me tell you, there is a struggle every time you try to do what the right thing. Yeah, it don't matter if it's even something simple like telling the truth. Right. Well, should I tell the truth? Maybe I should just not say anything. Well, there's the struggle starts. I'm going to tell them the truth. Well, maybe I just leave a little bit out. Struggle there. Amen. You can win this. You can win this. Oh, yeah. You know, don't act like when you're wrestling with and struggling, Don't let them throw you around like you're a dish rag. Amen. Come on. Stand up and say, look, I realize what this is. It's the struggle. The preacher talked about it. Man, the struggle's raging. I'm going to deal with this in my life. I'm going to deal with it. Realize what it is so that you can have victory. All right?